Hey guys, do you want to be better in bed? Do you want to last a little bit longer in bed? Then you need to know about my sponsor, Promescent. They're best known for their clinically proven delay spray. And now I know what you're thinking. I don't have PE, but their delay spray is not just for guys with PE. It's for any guy that wants to last a little longer in bed without worrying about lasting a little longer in bed. It's not going to numb you out, all right? And it will not transfer to your partner when properly used. They also have lube and condoms and my fave, the warming gel. Okay, I just ordered some more. I don't like asking for free things, so I just purchased it myself like you guys would. Okay, I went onto the website, I used my code, and I know for a fact that it comes in a discreet package because when my doorman handed it to me, I didn't even know what it was. And not my doorman didn't know what it was either, trust me. So go to delayspray.com, use my code strictlyanon15 for 15% off your first order. That's delayspray.com, strictlyanon15 for 15% off, or it's even easier. Just go to the description below up there and you're going to see a link. And when you click on that link, the 15% off is automatically applied to your purchase. So it's even easier. So click on the link or go to delayspray.com, strictlyanon15. Thanks, guys. Now back to my show.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
With real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. You're on social media. I know you're on social media. Everyone's on social media. I wasn't on social media for a very long time. I've been doing my show for 7 years. I wasn't on YouTube. I wasn't on Twitter. I got on Twitter at some point, and I was never on Instagram. But now I am. I'm on all those places, and I want you to follow me there, okay? If you're listening to this on YouTube right now, hit subscribe. It's really easy. There's a logo on the video. Hit subscribe. If you're not on YouTube, if you're not listening to this on YouTube, still go to YouTube and subscribe to my channel. It's a great place to go and comment on the episodes. I love YouTube as a platform for my show. Also, go to Instagram and Twitter. Instagram especially, at Strict Anonymous. Also, subscribe to my show if you're listening to this on a podcast app. If you subscribe, you get it hours earlier. And if you can, write a review, a good review. Like I said, if you're going to write a bad review, that's such a wuss fucking move. But fine. But what I love is good reviews. I love to read them. I love to see them. It really helps the show. Also, just 5 stars helps the show. If you want to join my Patreon page, there's a tier just for hosers. I call them my hosers. For some reason, I got into this whole pantyhose fetish. I created a place for them, and it's turned into a really big thing. And there's a lot of people on there, and there's a lot of extra pantyhose content. So if you're into pantyhose, you need to join my Patreon. It's only $7 a month, and you get more than one episode now extra. You get at least 2 exclusive episodes and then some, and tons of content. So it's actually a really great deal. There's also a $3 tier, which is really awesome because for $3, you're just basically, it's only $3 a month. It's chump change, if you ask me. You're supporting my show, and you get pictures of all my guests. Nowadays, everyone's sending me get pictures of themselves. They're anonymous pictures, but most of the time, you're seeing their bodies, especially the girls. And I have pictures of past guests, too, like the most popular ones. And you also get these episodes on Friday instead of Sunday, and you get them ad-free. So sign up for Patreon for any of those things. I also do consultations if you want to talk to me and you don't want me to tape it, but you do want to have a 45-minute conversation, you could sign up for that too on Patreon. I think it's $65 for 45 minutes. Patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. All the links for all these things are below. Okay, so today I have on a guy named Leo. Is it Leo or Leon? It's Leo. I taped Leo a long time ago, okay? I think what happened, why he got lost in the shuffle, a lot of people did because I just have so many tape, but because I had another guy on at the same time that had the same sort of story, and I posted his first, and then I needed to wait a couple weeks for this guy's, and then I taped so many more, and I forgot about him, but I remembered that his story was, like, fascinating, okay? Leo has, like, a heavy accent, but he's totally not hard to understand. He is into humiliation, okay? He's into worshiping, kicking balls, foot worship, as far as the worshiping is concerned. Like, the kicking balls thing is out of control. The humiliation thing is out of control. And it's fascinating. It's all super interesting. He started out, like, talking about his foot fetish. He talks about how he loves punishment in the form of, like, spitting and kicking in the balls. He talks about all the people he has hired and how he got into, like, hiring mistresses and dominatrix to do all the things that he's into. He's definitely not bisexual, but he loves to suck guys off, and we talk about that. And let me tell you, you're going to get an extra episode this week coming out from a guy named Dr. Joe Court, who's going to explain why somebody like Leo, who says he wants to blow a guy but he's not bisexual, is actually a true statement, and it can be true, and why he believes it's true. And this is a real doctor that's super fucking smart. You're going to have that episode paired with this one out on Thursday. But back to Leo. He talks about glory holes. He's really fucking into glory holes. And you will not believe, this was a really fascinating part of this whole episode. He got two girlfriends, young girls. He's young, okay? He got two young girls at his work to come with him to a glory hole and, like, tape it and watch him and, like, and I was like, weren't you afraid that they'd go and tell everyone? And he was like, no, I was fucking into it. Like, I forgot about this whole thing. Like, this is a guy that loves to be humiliated. He has this thing in him that, like, you know, putting himself out there in these kinds of crazy situations that anyone would be like, oh my God, I would never, like, bring someone to or ask someone to do something. What if they said no, or they laughed at me, or they said it was crazy? I mean, for him, that would be a good thing, right? So he explains all that. Like I said, he asks these two girls, they go, one of them acts one way about it, another one acts another way. He also gets onto Kick or one of those things. And he makes girls come with him to the glory hole. So the whole glory hole thing is really fascinating. He hooks up with shemales, and he talks about what he does with them. Like I said, he hires a lot of hookers and mistresses, and he talks about, like, how they fucking kick his balls and all that shit. He really, like I said, gets turned on by girls laughing at him. He explains that. He talks about snowballing and cream pies. He likes that kind of stuff. And, you know, disgusting stuff. That's what he likes. It's all a part of, like, the more disgusting, the better for somebody like him. He also, you know, oh, it's Snapchat. It wasn't Kick. It's Snapchat, where he has met some girls on Snapchat, and he brings them to the glory holes with him. And he talks about, you know, how the girls act during, how they act afterwards. He's also looking, okay, for a couple where the guy is bi, and he puts a shout out. He lives in Los Angeles. I'm sure you could even hook up online. I don't know. But he gives out a personal email address. I'm going to give it to you right now. No, you're going to have to wait till the end. I'm going to make you listen. But anyway, at the end of the podcast, he gives out his email so you could contact him, okay, because he is looking for a couple where the guy is bi, where he could service them, right? He's the sub. He's the, you know, he likes the punishment. He likes to be humiliated, and he likes to worship. So if you're looking for the male unicorn, it's Leo. But anyway, like I said, this is fascinating. I found it really fascinating because I haven't really heard about this kind of thing that much. And he's super open about everything. So I'm going to be right back on with Leo.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, Leo, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
Yeah, good. I'm doing good. Thank you.
So, Leo, you wrote into the show. You found my show on YouTube, right? And you wrote in, and one of the first things you said in the email is going to be very controversial. And I've heard it many times before, and I never understand it. But your first sentence was, I'm a straight guy, but I like to suck cock, or something like that. Like, but I'm attracted to cock, or I don't remember exactly the term, but you do, like, blow guys, right? But really, the way you like to do it is, it's like humiliation, and there's women involved, and that's the way you get down, right?
Oh, yeah, yes, totally right. So basically, I'm a sub. From the whole beginning, I'm a sub to worship the female ladies, worship the dominatrix, mm-hmm. and just from the normal play, like I worship their feet, I have foot fetish from the beginning, and I got punishment from the mistress. Like, they slapped me in the face, spit, kicking me in the balls. I played that for a couple of years. And then, like, a couple of years earlier, it's leading to the last thing, which is, like, you know, blowjobs, sucking dick, sucking cocks.
Right, but it, like, you consider yourself straight, though, right? And let's just get that out of the way for a second, cause, like, it's always doesn't make sense, right? I mean, maybe bisexual is the wrong word, because now I understand that bisexual means that you would be open to not just dating women, but also dating men. Now, you don't have that desire, but you sometimes you desire a cock in your mouth, which would be that you're sexually attracted to men in certain situations. So what would be the term for that? I don't know. Is there a term for that? I don't know.
So yeah, I totally understand what's your point. Yeah, like, I think everybody has different opinion, like different ideas on how to identify. But from to me, like, to myself, I think bisexual, that means, you know, about guy on guy, you must have a relation.
Yes, yeah. No, you're totally right. Uh-huh. I used to get that totally wrong. You're definitely not bisexual, but I feel like
Be... So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I will never get related, like, I will never drink a coffee with a guy to get close to them. You know, my male friend, that's okay. But I'm not going to date a guy for further connection, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. So you wouldn't date a guy. But what is the word for a man that is attracted to both sexes, right? But would only date with his... I need to know that word, because I feel like that's a lot of people, right?
Yes.
I don't know if that's gender fluid. Is that what it is?
Yeah. So you already, cause I got all the information most from online, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they call people like me, say, straight guys who aroused by male penis.
Right. But I'm sure there's a label for it, but who cares anyway? I just had to bring that up because I, you know, only through doing my show do I hear a lot of men say this. And I think people are always surprised, as I am, to hear a guy say, oh, like, I'm not attracted to men at all. Like, I'm totally straight, but I like to suck cock sometimes. And, you know, so, like, that can't be straight, right? Like, I think straight would be like, you're never, like, you're only interested in the opposite sex. So I don't know. I'm going to have, like, a professional on soon. I have someone coming on, and I'm going to have to ask her these questions.
Otherwise, I mean, we could say, like, for my most of my life, like, to the other people, I'm straight. And probably you can say, on the secret side of me, I could be bisexual. That works to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another side of you that likes to do certain things. Yeah. But
like a secret hiding side from the public.
Yeah, but what's fascinating, and I think that I'm you'll say that I'm right in saying this, is that you know, when you have those dicks in your mouth or whatever, like, there has to be a woman involved forcing you to do it, right? That's the connection, right? It's not like you alone with guys. It's there's that female there, and she's forcing you, and then that's why you do it, right?
Most of the case,
sometimes you do go with guys by yourself.
When I go by myself, I only go glory holes.
Oh, the good old glory holes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, we need to just start at the beginning. How old are you?
I'm 33.
You're 33. Okay. So when did you realize that you were into the whole humiliation thing?
The humiliation, a couple years ago, I think maybe 4 or 5 years ago. That's the first time I did.
And when did you start to realize you were into all of these kinks? I mean, did it start with the humiliation? I mean, just a couple of years ago, or did like you get into these other kinds of things a long time ago?
Yeah. So, from like 4 or 5 years ago, I was doing the freedom with the meat chasing, like dominatrix. They, you know, punish me. I worship their feet. I enjoy their kicking my balls, and that's for probably I hire dominatrix and I played about like 1 or 2 years. Mm-hmm. I tried everything a little bit, and most of the information I got is from the porn videos. Like, I watched some porn, I said, oh, this is I'm going to try next week or maybe next month. And then I go find the mistress. I say, hey, mistress, I want to get punished from you, you know, I want you to slap my face very hard. I want you to get kicks in my balls until I come.
Mm-hmm.
I want you, like, kicking my balls really hard so I can ejaculate, and I need you to force me to lick the cum off your feet.
Right. Interesting. But now, before that, because listen, you're 33 and you just started to do this stuff with the mistresses. Have you ever done any of this kind of stuff or dabbled in it even lightly with girlfriends before?
I think I had the first relationship about 21, 22.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, just like a normal relationship, you know. But I did live it kinky with her, you know.
Yeah.
Like I asked her to kick my balls. Mm. I worship her feet. Yeah. And a couple times, there's one time we were in different states and we have to do, you know, I have to jerk off. We do FaceTime chatting, you mm-hmm. know, basically yeah. I see her nude body and I let her see my penis. I jerk off to her until I come. But that was pretty normal though. But one time, we got an idea. So it's about cum eating. So basically she gonna tell me, put my legs over my head and aim the dick right into my mouth. So, you know, when it comes, mm-hmm. it go right into my mouth.
Oh, and she wanted to see that or you wanted to do it or both?
I said it first, you know, so I give her the idea and she said, oh, that's fine. Let's do it. You know?
Okay.
So basically, at the time, she did that for me, but I request.
Mm-hmm. And that was was like when you were younger. So, mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah. So that time, just when younger, is only about worship the feet, our full fetish, get some kicks on the balls, you know, to get erection. You know, I feel that's a big turn for me. And also, I'm into cum eating. But at that time, only my own cum. So, you know, and then I give her the idea. And I ask her to force me to eat my own cum for her. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's the end of the story when I was young. Yeah.
Right, when you were younger. But when did you figure out that you were into feet? Were you really young when you figured out? And then when you got old enough, you started to get into it?
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th. I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
When I was into feet, I was like 18, 19, you know. That's from probably maybe from when since I was born, you know. I have full fetish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whole life. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. When was I always like to ask, like, when was the first time you started to realize that there was something going on with feet that you were like fixated on them? Is when you were probably really little, right?
Yeah, I don't have the exact age, but I think maybe middle school or high school about
mm-hmm,
that time. But
mm-hmm.
But the first time I really kissed a woman's feet, that is from my first girlfriend. Yeah,
right. When and how old were you when you had your first girlfriend?
about 21, I think.
Oh, same thing, right. Okay.
Yeah, same girl.
Yeah, and so that's when you realize you put the connection. But before that, because I'm assuming you were jerking off before you were 21, right?
Yes, yes, of course.
Were you thinking about feet and jerking off before then? Like, did you make that connection that you were into feet, like, in a fetish, you know, like, sexually, like, that they, you were sexually aroused by them before that?
Yes, I jerk off a lot. I'm a jerking off addict. So sometimes, I think
a lot of guys are.
Yeah, I also remember when I was probably like a middle school or early high senior, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I watch porn and I jerk off to foot jobs.
Yeah.
You know, I jerk off to the sexy feet.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I went to the pictures only I can come. And then I need more. I need to see the videos. I need to see the moves of the toes. And I'd go further. I need to see the feet on the dicks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And but during that, I also waste the normal sex also, you know, like the girl giving a guy head. Regular sex, you know, I got turned on by that also, but you know,
of course, right? You should listen. Have you listened to that sleepy feet guy on my show? The guy that was into sleepy feet. Did you hear that one? The foot fetish.
I saw that topic. So
oh, you'll like it. You should listen to that one.
Yeah, I haven't yet because I found it on channel probably like 4 days earlier, and I listened to like 20 of those already.
Oh my god,
24 hours.
Yeah, you're going to like sleepy feet. If you have a foot fetish, I mean, and that guy was like doing some naughty things when girls were sleeping.
Yeah,
like,
But but if that couple years earlier, I'm going to go there for sure. But right now, you know, as long as I went to the glory hole, that's another level. You know,
Yeah. Okay, so you started out with the feet thing. You're kissing feet. That's like innocent enough. But then you all of a sudden in between then, like, did it start off with the humiliation thing too? Like, it started off with you watching it in porn and then you experiencing it in real life, right? Is that what you said?
Yes. So after I broke up with the first girlfriend, and I was stay single until like right now.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I got horny, I hired the mistress to get off, you know.
Right. Where do you find them? Online? Like an escort?
Online.
Okay.
Yeah. Before Bad Page shut down, you know, they have lots of the female dominant escorts.
Mm-hmm. But how did you know you were into the domination thing? Like, you know, the dominatrix. Like, is that what you first started to? Or did you first start to order up, like, regular, you know, escorts, and then you realized you wanted to be submissive? Or did you just always know that as well about yourself?
I don't know, because sometimes when I got horny, I got no idea in my head. I was like, oh, I need to ejaculate.
Yeah.
And I don't want to ejaculate to porn anymore. I want to meet a real flesh person.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I see online and they say, oh, they have, I mean, all the time, if you go back by page, you can either go hire a regular escort or you can find a dominatrix.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there must be a percentage. You probably can only find 5% of the whole thing from the, you know, all the escorts. So I only hired 2 or 3 later on, you know, and I couldn't find anymore if I live in some small city. So, but escorts are everywhere. So basically, after that, I just hire anyone, you know, and I just ask the ladies, hey, since you okay down for sex, I mean, there should be no problem if I kiss your feet and I ask you to slap me, you know, I ask some sexy hot ladies to spit right into my mouth and I swallow their spit, you know, for the humiliation.
Yeah. And it's because you saw, like, I'm just trying to figure out where these connections came from, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's because you saw it on porn and then you wanted to live it out in real life. That's where you got the idea from?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy the ladies laughing at me, you know. That's a big turn for me. So can you imagine if I go to a girl, I say, hey, you know, I go to glory holes and she's going to ask me, what is a glory hole? I explain to her, you know, that's from the idol video store in the video booth. The random dick, came from the hole. I'm just going to suck it. And I like their reaction. I like the reaction from the girls. They're going to say, oh my God, you're so, you know, stupid, pathetic. I like that humiliation.
Interesting.
I don't know why, but
yeah, I wonder, like, can you trace it back to, like, anything in your childhood or any of your first relationships with women or girls in the playground or anything? Like, I don't know. I wonder.
Yeah, I got your idea. You want to know how this idea came to my life.
If it did, yeah. If it comes from, I don't know that it necessarily does. I always say I'm very unprofessional. I'm not no therapist. You know, I don't know the answer.
So, I think it must be from the porn videos.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember is, you know, there's a hot lady. They have two subs in the same room, and the lady gonna order both these two guys to, you know, blow each other doing 69s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the most humiliation. That should be, you know, asking a guy, you know, getting on his knees in front of another guy and suck the other guy's dick. That should be the most degrading thing. Yeah. And I see that's a big turn on. And I was carrying the fantasy. I think that's they called it for forced buy fantasy. I was carrying that fantasy for a whole year.
Yeah.
And And the first cock I have is from a female.
Okay, and how did you find that person, like, online?
Yes, just a female. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just the same normal story, you know, I find it online, made the reservation, and when the thing happened, I just go suck the dick.
Yeah. And you wanted to be the sub in that situation. And now, was the shemale a dom, or like you just submitted to that person? You know what I mean? Like, was it that kind of hardcore humiliation involved too? I mean, I know that you feel like just blowing them is being submissive, but was there also the humiliation thing involved as well?
Yes. So usually, you know, before we meet the shemale poker, they usually asking what you ask for. I say, oh, I only need to give you a blowjob and you can fuck my mouth. That's all I need. I don't need a shemale to blow my dick. No anal sex. I'm not into that. Only sucking their cocks for the humiliation.
Yeah. Right. But and you don't even want them to blow you.
Not really. But I did, you know.
Uh-huh.
I can remember maybe one or two shemales, you know, suck my dick. I was doing 69. But I'm not. That's not the thing I went there for. Yeah.
Right, but they wanted it or something. Like, it just sort of happened.
Yeah. Then it just happened. Yeah.
Do you ever see any, like, repeat ones? Like, I mean, are any of these, like, people that you've seen became like your regulars? Or are you always just finding random people?
I don't have a steady one. Yeah, but not always random. Probably if I into this shemale, I'm gonna come back for her like. Couple weeks, you know, sometimes every week, but after several times, you know, things move on. And but because of my job, you know, I always change the locations, so I can't stay in the same place.
Oh, okay. So you're not like in the same place anyway, so you wouldn't even be able to. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but even though I haven't found anyone could be that steady, so it's always random. Yeah.
Right. And now, and you haven't, since that last girlfriend, you haven't had any girlfriends. So you've basically been single and available to just, you know, fuck any of these people that you want at any time. Right. And you've strictly done escorts and mistresses this whole time.
But during that time, I had sex with some girl for like one night stand or like a short relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I probably had a couple hookers, female hookers, you know, for normal sex. Not too many. Yeah.
But because you do enjoy sex with women, regular sex, right? That sex that you've had, that you've hired people, right? But you also have this intense desire for this other stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's,
that's
you call
right.
it
but
kinks.
Talking
or,
about,
yeah.
Yeah, but talking about like the time right now,
uh-huh.
you know, I like cocks more than the female body. It's probably just today. You know, it might change. Maybe next week I want to go back to a normal lady.
Uh-huh.
But because I've been go to the glory hole sucking cocks just like since last year.
How did that happen?
So the first one, the first male penis I sucked, that from
the female
mistress. No. The female is I went to there by myself.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, right. This is when you're doing it with a girl, right? She's forcing you to do it. Yeah. Okay. When did that start?
And talking about the girl involved is the mistress. I'm the sub. And, of course, she have another sub. And I told her I'm into that. And the mistress said, oh, we can do force by, you know, just two of you as a slave. I'm going to order you to suck below each other in front of me. And I'm going to, you know, shove your head into his dick first and then switch around, you know, getting humiliated each other. And then, you know, ejaculate and maybe come eating. Yeah, that's the first one I did.
Mm-hmm. And how was that?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I can remember all the details, you know, just it's really turning on, you know, as long as the dick in your mouth and with a woman watching you, laughing at you, you know, as a request. And I was totally enjoying that moment. You know, I love it.
Right. And so you don't care. Like, it's not like you have a type as far as the guy is concerned. It's more the scenario, right? I mean, because like you show up to this place and it's this mistress and you don't know what kind of guy is going to be there, right? Like, who was the other guy? Do you know anything about him?
I have no idea what he's going to be like. I don't even know what his cost is going to be like, you know,
but I know
the lady. So yeah, you're right. So everything about the lady's reaction and the lady connection with me, you know.
That's what it's more about for you.
Yeah. So I came there careful. Hey, I'm going to suck cock for you. And please make me suck that dick. Yeah. No matter what it costs is, that doesn't matter to me like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point of it, right? Like that you have to be forced to do it. It's not like you don't have any say in it. And that's part of the attraction for you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's why I went to glory holes, you know, I couldn't even see the guy's face before I blow him.
Yeah, but wait, so let's get back to that. So that you have that first experience where the woman orders you to blow that guy. And that must be like the top of the mountain for you. Because like, you know, because it's like it sort of involves all of your fantasies, right? I mean, you're being a submissive, you got a cock in your mouth, there's cum eating, she's humiliating you. I mean, you know, it must have been an incredible experience.
Yeah, I was pretty greedy. I want everything at the same time, you know. So that's why I request a whole list to the mistress. And she said, okay, yeah, I got your point, yeah.
How much does it cost to bid? Like, well, how much is that scenario to set that up for yourself? How much does that cost?
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you remember?
I think 200 something, 200, 300
okay.
For the whole hour.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then did you keep going back for that, or when did you go to your first glory hole?
I only did that once, so that's it about the mistress.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And after that, I met some ladies from my work, and two of the ladies interested about the thing I told them, like the forced by fantasy.
Wait. You told girls that you work with about this?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. So what, were you just like close friends with them, and you were like, oh, I just want you to know, like,
yeah,
have this fantasy?
Yeah, right. Yeah, because both the girls, they have their boyfriend, and, you know, but one by one, I can start from the first one anyway, though.
Yeah,
and,
start, yeah.
I told the girl, and she said, oh, so I was there asking for help. I say, you don't need to be totally understand what I need. Just help me, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I just need encouragement. Basically, probably without her, I can go to the glory hole sucking cocks for my, you know, horny emotion. Mm-hmm. But I like a female audience, a witness. And it must be a plus on if you give me instructions to do that. You know? It's like, I like in the situation, you ask me to go to the glory hole, suck cock for you.
Right. So you needed a woman. Like, you knew you wanted to go to a glory hole, but you also knew you needed a part of, like, the full fantasy is a woman orders you to do it. So you found two girls at your work, and you, like, were thinking, oh, I could get these two girlfriends because they got boyfriends to do it for me?
Yeah, yes, that's right.
And so, okay, so you must be really close friends with these girls to be able to feel comfortable enough to bring up this kind of fantasy with them, right?
I mean, yeah, there's just a small company, and, you know, I don't really care. You know, even they, and by the way, at first place, we were close friends.
Yeah.
Even they refuse, I don't think they're going to tell anyone, though, you know.
So you were close friends with them?
Yeah, we are, yes.
Okay, so you say to them, oh, listen, I just want to let you know, like, this is, like, a really hot fantasy of mine, and can you help me out?
Yeah.
And what does she say?
She said, fine. And but she says she doesn't know what exactly she's going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I say, oh, that's pretty easy. Let's just get started. I'm going to go to the glory hole, and I'm going to either do the FaceTime with each chat, or I'm going to testing you how that goes. And I'm going to tell you what exactly happened over there. You know, as need, she be there with me. I mean, during the text, I give her the video proof, the phone screen proof.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you wanted her just her witnessing it and you telling her what was going on was enough for you. So you were like, I wonder if she was with like five of her friends, like showing them your text, like, look at the fucking shit that, look at what's going on. I don't know. It's like, I would find it interesting, you know? So, I mean, do you think she told anyone about this or did she keep it a secret?
I don't know. I think she could be by herself. Yeah.
But the other girl, did the other girl and this girl know each other?
No. The only one of the girl, you know, like this. The other girl did with me once and she quit, you know.
She quit?
She say, hey. Yeah, means she quit us relationship. She means she cannot do this for me anymore.
Yeah, right. She got freaked out or something, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Scared, yeah.
Yeah, so the first one, though, wasn't the one that got freaked out. So you take her, so you go to the place, and so tell me about that first experience and what you were texting her and what she was saying to you, or how did it all go down?
So I searched a couple of the idol store in my city, and I got one of the location, and I text her. I say, hey, I'm already outside of the idol store glory hole. Mm-hmm. And then you know, we are in the mood, and she said, yes, let's go in, see what's going on. And, you know, I pay in the front, I went to the idol video booth, I sit down and put the ticket in, and I take the picture. I took the picture to show her the glory hole besides the wall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And after that, there's a... probably a couple of minutes, and I heard the sound. The other side is a guy walking in, and I just put my finger through the hole. You know, it's the signal.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know. What? Like, you come over here? I'm in this side. Like,
so. Yeah. It's kind of like this. So in a glory hole, either you are steady receiver or you are a giver. You know.
Oh,
like
okay.
Me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like me, I went there not for having my dick suck. I want to go to suck cocks over there.
You're right.
So I'm the one on the knees, and they are standing up from the other side. So if I need to tell them I'm the cock sucker.
Yeah.
So as long as they walk in the room, I put my fingers through the glory hole so they know they need my so they understand I need their cock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I put my fingers through the hole for the signal.
Yeah.
And, just in a couple seconds, the dick came through the hole, and I took another picture. I told her, hey, there's a dick came from the hole, like right now.
Oh my God. Like, I have to say, like, if I had a friend at work that was like, listen, I want you to help me out with something as a favor, like a friend favor. Like, I'm just somebody that likes to do things for the story of it. Like, I don't know, like, and you know, I'm obviously naturally curious. Look what I do on my podcast. You know that I would have felt like I hit the fucking jackpot with you. If you were like, you know what I mean? Like, if my guy friend was like, hey, and then all of a sudden I'm getting pictures of glory holes and dicks. And then, like, I don't know, it just must have been so fascinating that she's like walking you through this. And she's not really, I mean, she's basically doing you a favor, right? Do you think she was turned on by it?
I think she probably like less than half inches. You know what I mean? Like, I think at the time she's not even inches. But she know me as a regular friend. And
right, she was just doing you with a favor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I don't think she really got turned on by that. Oh, I don't even think she's interested. But
right, she just walked you through it.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I request for. Because I don't think, you know, most normal girls, they like, you know, went through this with me.
Yeah, no. Like I said, I mean, if it were, you were my friend, I'd do it just because I would think it was so fascinating to see what exactly went down. Do you know what I mean? But I could also understand why the other girl got freaked out, you know, like, because I think that that would freak most girls out. You know, you have to have a certain kind of like intense curiosity to even be okay to sort of witness it, you know, because it's pretty hardcore.
That's right. That's right. Like lately, even I went online, I trying to find some kinky ladies, you know, who are interested on this, you know, maybe they want some kinky ladies, some dominant ladies, they want some fun, you know, they want some, see some pussy guys, you know.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find any lady lately, you know, who can, you know, get into this.
Right, like for real, like instead of your friends that they'll just walk through it, you wanted to find a girl that actually really isn't. I mean, there might be like, somebody out there that you can, but they might not be online. You know what I mean? They might not be. You could probably find it like in, you know, hiring somebody, right? Like your mistresses, right? They'll do it for you for some cash.
Yeah, like if you post on a Snapchat, I think even I send a message to 100 girls, I don't think probably one or two might be interested. And after going further, I told them I'm actually going to go suck cocks in glory hole. And, you know, they might scare and they might, you know, go away.
Yeah, yeah. I think that it's an extreme and it's a very specific fetish. And, you know, you were really lucky that you found the one friend to sort of do it with you. I think you could find someone to pay. But, you know, it's so specific, like I said, and it's going to be somebody that has your opposite fetish, right? Because the way you want to be the submissive, the person that's going to be turned on by the situation is going to be someone who's like a dom, right? And like, if they're really going to get into it or get off on it, it has to be because they like to humiliate a guy or force him to do things, right? So you'd have to find somebody. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody out there, but I think even if you send 100, you know, Snapchats, you might not even get one. You know, like it could take a long time to find someone that's really into it, but I'm sure it exists for sure.
Yes. But you're going to take a lot of time out of work, you know, but until this point, you know, I already give up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, because you can. Listen, I mean, you've been hiring people for a long time, right? And you're used to that. And it seems like, you know, you don't have such high standards. Like, I mean, you could really like sort of use it because I think some people wouldn't be able to suspend reality that well. And if they knew that the girl was just doing it like your friend was as a favor, it might not be good enough for them, you know? But for you, you're like, I don't fucking care. Like, you're still going to get off on that, right? Like, you can. So that's good for you, right? Because you don't need them to be definitely interested. You could just take it from there as long as they're involved.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, I still got what I requested for, though.
Yeah, exactly. You got everything that you want, and you could turn it into a fantasy. You could pretend that she's involved and interested and or whatever, right? And that's good because I think some people wouldn't be able to do that. They'd actually need to know that the girl is interested. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. And the other reason I came to your show, because I know, you know, I went through all of your topics. I never see somebody talking about glory hole. I say, hey, you know, this might be a, you know, a big hit.
Oh, I've had some guys that have been to glory holes before, but not like yours is so interesting because there's a lot, you know, involved in it. It's not just the glory hole, right? You're not.
Yeah,
it's
because my story is not like go to the glory hole below and go. No, it's more, I have more details and the more slowing motion and the steps.
And because, I mean, listen, I'm going to tell you the thing that's most interesting about your story is that you got two girlfriends of yours, just friends, to, you know, to go through the whole experience. I mean, I still can't get past that because I just find it interesting that, you know, some girl went through that. And I, like I said, I don't know if she was like on the phone with her friends, like, look at this shit. You know what I mean? Because she was like, you know, privy to a situation that, you know, she probably never thought she'd be able to be part of. And, you know, so, yeah, no, I've never heard this because you have the humiliation aspect of it and the woman involved that you needed. Most of the guys that I've talked to that were doing glory holes were like people who were like secretly bi or secretly into guys on the side, you know? Your thing is very specific. It's got to be, you know, that woman. The second girl, how did she, like, what did she come back and say to you that you, like, how did you know that she wasn't going to do it again with you? What did she say?
I mean, after I finished the guy off through the glory hole, and I say, oh, is that that? She asked me, I said, yeah, that's everything. You know, after the blowjob, after the other side got off, and she said, oh, I cannot do this anymore. I said, fine, you know, sorry for bothering, but still, thank you for your time. And that's it. That's the end of the story with, yeah.
Yeah. And then when you see her at work the next day, everything's cool?
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, that's great. How old were these girls? Young girls?
Like 20-something.
Right. That's cool. Young people are so much cooler. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, and it's not like word got out in the office of like what you like to fucking do. I mean, because a lot of times girls have big mouths. You know what I mean? They go tell people.
Yeah, but to be honest, that's a turn on for me also, you know. I don't mind the girls telling the other girls. Like, can you imagine if I tell, you know, the girl already witnessed I suck a cock in the glory hole, and then the next day when they come back to work, clearly if she told other people, the way she looking at me, you know, yeah. Oh my god, this is the faggy cock sucker from the glory hole. I like that look from.
Oh yeah, and you know what? I forgot. I'm so dumb. Like you've said 1,000 times on this call that like you like the people laughing at you and making fun of you. So really, if any of those normal things go on where she would tell people and they'd be like, "What the fuck is wrong with him?" Like that all adds. That's exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you know, I don't care. I had fun. That's it.
Oh, yeah, no. And like, you know, I was just thinking like how odd it is or how great it is that you could bring along a girl that's really not involved. But actually, it's not like, I mean, that is a part of it for you. The fact that she was just a friend and she might have like looked down on you and she wasn't into you. Like you could turn that into like a humiliation aspect, like you, that, right? That's humiliating to you in a certain way. So it did kind of add to the fact. It was
good
for you.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, right. I don't know why I didn't put that together. It is a really specific thing. I know that like when we were going to tape before, we had talked, you know, you were like, oh, and I get really turned on when I'm talking about it. I was like, oh, save that for the podcast. I mean, do you even get like just putting your story out there like right now while you're talking about it and thinking that people are going to hear you and stuff? Is that like turn you on?
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's more turning on while talking to you. You know, any lady I talking to, you know, and they realize I doing this. Like, even right now, you're laughing, you know, I enjoy that. I enjoy the emotion. I love the reaction from you guys.
Oh, interesting. Right. And so does anybody else, like, besides those two girls at work, have you told, like, so why don't you date more? Because, you know, how come you haven't dated a girl in so long?
I stay work very busy, and you know, I have my specific I kind of a little bit OCD, like I have my time scheduled very well.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, like for example, I need to go to gym at this time, and the girl say, hey, you want to go out for coffee? I need to choose this, but this is my personal problem, so that's why I need to know what, you know.
Yeah,
and I'm always busy at work, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so
and maybe sometime I feel girls kind of drama. Maybe that girl is a little bit drama, and I say, oh no, maybe later.
You know, right, and you'd really don't need the interest. Okay, so now where do you take it? So how many times have you been? I mean, you did it with those two girls, right? Did the first girl do it more than once with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, because it's not only about sucking cocks. It's I also asking a little bit more. Like the first girl, you know, like I told you, I sent the picture when the dick came from the glory hole. I carried my own napkins because I cleaned the dick first, and then I can ask a girl. So do you want me to suck this cock, put a condom on, or suck it bareback?
Right.
Yeah, and the first girl, the first time she said, she doesn't care, you know, do whatever make you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But at the time, you know, I prefer she asked me to suck a random, you know, anonymous cock, mm-hmm. bareback riskily. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I prefer. You know, basically, I like that the humiliation, like they don't care. That's my mouth, you know. And if you, you know, get dirty over there, they don't even give a fuck. You know, I wanted they treat me like a garbage.
Yeah. It's degrading. Like you said, the degrading. I mean, I did a whole jizz quiz very early on because I always felt like, you know, if I met a guy and he was like, oh, yeah, I want to like come on your face, or if like, you know, that there is a degrade, you know, that man like wants to degrade a woman. Right. And then or vice versa, whatever, whoever wants to be jizzed on. Right. On the, you know, is like into degrading. And the person that wants to do it likes to degrade. Right. There's those two people involved. And I really believe that, you know, definitely is a thing. You know, you have the opposite where, I mean, well, you're the person that likes to, like, you want to come on your face. When did you realize that you liked the eating come? I guess that started when you were really young, right? When you were doing it with that girl and you were like, right, where you were like jizzing in your own mouth. I don't know. So is that where that started?
Yeah, when I was with my first girlfriend, I already did snowball with her. You know, I came into her mouth and she kissed me with the full mouth of the cum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's called a snowball?
And, yeah, snowball.
Oh, so okay,
I ejected the cum into her mouth and she feed me back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is from my own cum. And if from other guys, that's still called snowball, I guess.
Yeah, uh-huh. And now, did you ever, like, fuck her and then come inside of her and then go down on her? You like that, too?
Yeah, I did that. I did that.
Mm-hmm. And she was cool with it, your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Did she ever question you, like, oh, hey, are you into guys? Like, did she ever say anything? Because I think that a lot of guys might be into stuff like that, but they're always, like, because, listen, I'm a woman. I've been with a lot of men. And, like, if I blow them and swallow a lot, most of the time, I would say 99% of the guys would be like, oh, don't kiss me afterwards. It's fucking great. You know, and it's kind of like, I think, you know, listen, I think that sometimes the extreme reaction of being so horrified by kissing the person after the comment, it's almost like a little homophobic. I don't know. You know, they're so worried that it means something. Whereas, you know, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah. I think some people are into it, right? But some people, even if they're not into it, what does it fucking matter to make out with someone after they blow you? You know, but a lot of guys are like, no way, you know? But
yes, like your idea about cum, that's totally right. And to me,
yeah,
like for me, my turning on point is red eye. Because you think cum is not sweet, it's kind of disgusting. That's why I swallow it.
Because you wanna do the dirty part, the dirty work, the part that someone doesn't want to do. Yeah.
That's right. Can you imagine? There's a load, you know, in a condom, and you're gonna say, "Oh my God, this is so disgusting. That's nasty," you know. And I go there and I slurp the whole cum out of the condom, and you're gonna laughing at me. Oh my God, you just swallow that shit.
Right, if the girl was like horrified, like, oh my God, that's fucking disgusting, like you would, that's a turn on to you.
Yes, that's right.
Interesting. So this is like, you know, you could date most girls and they're going to give you that reaction. I mean, you're going to like, you know, it's like, it's just a matter of which one stays with you and dates you and is okay with that, you know? I mean, what about, because I mean, you've mentioned very early on about like getting kicked in the balls. I mean, and... you know, I think a lot of people just thinking about that, that have balls, are probably, they can't even hear it, you know, because the thought of like being kicked in the balls is probably horrifying, right? That would be like kicking a girl in her tits. I don't know, you know, what's the equivalent, but you know, how does that, it turns you on like really hard? Like, what is it like, how does it go down, that, that scenario?
Ball busting, you know, can you imagine if a girl like leaking your balls, that must be feel good, right?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if a lady is squeezing my balls with her hand, you know, that's still going to give me erection.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so like asking the girl to kick me the balls, I still going to keep my dick hard. And I love, they punish me, you know. I can take the pain, and if some girl's into kicking some guys in the balls, you know, they're gonna laughing, they're gonna smile, they might enjoy by giving a man pain, and I'm glad to be the receiver. You
know? Right.
Yeah. Now, it's not only about receiving pain on my balls. I mean, I can punch my balls by myself if I don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like, you know, I like a sexy, a hot lady using her bare feet, you know, kicking my balls, getting my heart from there. You know, that's more like an emotion connection.
Right. Now, would you be into it if it was a guy or no?
No, no.
You said that you did go to glory holes a couple times by yourself as well. Is that true?
Yeah, but before that, I did went to the glory hole by myself, but I did some text. You know, basically, I need to carry the idea. I need to... For example, you know, I need to text a girl. Hey, I'm going to go to the glory hole. I'm going to send you a picture after, you know.
Yeah.
And then I go to glory hole. I find cocks to suck. And then I send the pictures.
Right. So it's never like you're just going for your own enjoyment and nobody knows about it. That will never be the case with you. It's always the girl knows.
That might be, maybe that's an excuse for myself, you know. Maybe at that point, I probably just want to suck a cock, you know. But it's more turning on. It's more playful humiliation for me if I find a girl which I'm gonna tell her, hey, I'm gonna go there and suck cock. I'm gonna give you the picture and I'm gonna record myself and I send to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's a plus. You know, feeding back reaction.
Well, now, so if you just started doing this, have you only done it? Have you only done it like three times with those girls, or did you find other girls to do it with?
So, I mean, the second girl, which is done already, she's scared away.
Yes.
And the first girl...
You did it twice, right?
Yeah, I did twice. The first time I was using a condom since she didn't really into that.
Yeah.
And after we back to work, we had a conversation, and I even told her, and she's fine. She's down to make me suck a cock bareback,
mm-hmm.
riskily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I did that for her.
Right, and that was
second
cool.
Time.
Right. And
yeah,
then have you done it since? Did you find other girls to tell them, or those are the only times that you've gone to the glory hole with the women?
After those, all I found is the random girls from Snapchat. You know, as I had some random girls, I built a conversation. I asked them, do you know forced by call coding stuff? Are you interested?
Yeah.
And there's some, you know, don't interest. I say, fine, that's okay. And some gonna ask him, what is it? I say, I can, you know, I just keep the conversation going. I say, I can go to the glory hole. Do you want to watch, or do you want to make me to go to glory hole for you? You know, and
mm-hmm.
some say, fine, let's do it. You know, but probably only after one time seeing, you know, basically most of the girls after one time, and they, you know, they quit. They left me, you know, they delayed me from the Snapchat account.
Oh, okay, right. It's just a one-time deal. But you've done
yeah,
it. How
right.
many times have you done it? Like, can you count on one hand, or you do it a lot?
Not super a lot. I'm just doing like not every week.
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple weeks. But sometimes I go there a couple times a week. If I find a nice girl from online, you know, she's really into it. And once I found a girl who can do FaceTime video chat with me for the whole time.
Oh, so you have found girls that have been down for it besides the Snapchat.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Yes, but that's probably, you know, only left 1 or 2 hours, I think, you know, from the beginning of the conversation, I'm going to go girl hole, you're going to watch. And she said, fine, let's go. And I'm going to ask him all the details. You want me to put the condom on?
Yeah.
Where you want to see the cum? And, you know, most of the girls going to say, okay, just take a cum right into their mouth and swallow. And before swallow, show me the cum on your tongue. But, you know, but probably as the second you swallow the cum, they might delay it. Your account, or they're gonna block your phone number right away. You know,
right.
They might scare you. Yeah, you know. But before that, they still want to see the last step.
Right. They go to the end, but most of the time, right then they
disappear.
Yeah,
and that's right. And there's a little bit turn on for me. Like as long as you know, I saw this the dick came from the glory hole. I say, hey, this is a random dick. I don't know them. It's probably dirty. Do you want me? Can I put the condom on? Oh, I just suck it back. And then most of girls gonna say no, just suck it like that way, suck it raw, you know?
Right, yeah.
Cause they don't care, they don't give a shit who you are, you know?
Yeah,
and
for sure.
That's a thing turn me on too, though.
Yeah, they're seeing how far you could take it. They're probably like, can't fucking believe it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just let's just see if this guy will
they want to see the most kinky stuff, you know.
Yeah. And then they're just gone. Do you ever think that, I mean, I don't know much about Snapchat, but like, do you ever think that maybe they're men in, but they say that they're women? Like, do you ever think maybe like it's guys behind?
That might happen. But yeah. Sometimes I even ask voice messages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and sometimes the lady is going to send me voice messages. I want you to suck that dick. I want that cock coming into your mouth.
So you know, right. So you know it's a woman. Now, would it turn you on to do it for a guy or no?
No.
Do you think? No.
No, I don't think so.
Right. How far? I mean, because it seems like you've progressed over time, you know, into like kinkier things, you know. Is there like something on the table that you want to do that maybe you've seen that you haven't done yet that you're looking to do? You know, that's
right now. Yeah, I know. Like, did I find some new stuff?
Yeah.
Explore later on.
Yeah.
No, I probably gonna just go back for more cocks. You know, that's why I like.
Right, because you said you're like more into cock right now than you are women, right?
Yeah. So I think you know, talking about humiliation, degrading. I think getting the knees in front of a cock and suck another guy. You know, give pleasure. Like the guy using your mouse as a tool, that's the last degrading stuff for me, though, I think, until so far. Yeah. Maybe change
right.
later, though.
Right. And so you haven't done, besides the time that you're with the mistress, right, and you had the other sub there, and you were a sub, and you did 69 with him. Like, I mean, since then, you've only had glory hole cocks. Like, have you ever had been on your knees in front of a guy that could see you?
Nope.
No. Right. But you would do that, and you'd be down to do that if a girl was involved forcing you.
Yeah, of course, that's right. Yeah, right. I pray for. Oh, if you say something on the table, yeah, that might be the next thing. If I can find a proper lady, you know, maybe a couple, you know, a married couple.
Yeah.
If the wife would love to see a guy sucking her man's cock in front of her, you know, that's the thing I want to try. I'll carry the fantasy all the time. Yeah.
I think you could find that.
Yeah, but I haven't yet.
Yeah, you're the unicorn, right? They call it the unicorn. You're very similar to a guy I taped recently, and I'm supposed to air his episode this week. I mean, he's just very muffled, but he's got a fucking fascinating story, and he's very similar to you. And it's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I always find with my show that, like, I don't... And listen, I didn't air his episode yet, so it's not like you emailed me because you heard it. But a lot of times, in a weird way, I all of a sudden will get a lot of emails from, like, somebody, and then I get other emails of the people that are into the same thing. You know, like, around the same time. And it's just interesting because I haven't had that many guys on that were really into humiliation and that kind of stuff. And this other guy is very similar to you. You'll hear, I mean, he's got a lot of other stuff involved, and you know, you're two different people, and so the episodes are very different, but you're gonna like his episode and he's gonna fucking like your episode. But he was talking about being a unicorn too, right? like who he wants to be. It's like sort of like the couple that's looking for the girl unicorn, right? The one, the single female that's going to come into their relationship. I think, you know, looking for a couple is easier sometimes than looking for the single person. I feel like it, you know, you, for you as the guy that wants to go in, for the couple out there that has like a bi husband, right? And that wants that scenario. And I feel like I've had guys on my show that are that way. You would be perfect for them.
Yeah, I see some posts on you on Facebook. And yeah, like a hot couple, they're looking for a cuckold slave. You know, I'm down to do that, though. And that's my that's fantasy, your, too. You know,
right. That's your next fantasy.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I like went to their place. I got the man's cock hard for the lady. You know, and I using my tongue to, you know, put the dick into the hole and clean up, do the cream pie. You know, and during that time, I listen to the instruction from lady. You know, while the husband fucking the wife, and the wife gonna order me, hey, come here, lick his balls. You know, that's the most thing I want to try to.
Yeah, I feel like if you want to give out a fake email or some email, not a fake email, but like, you know, not your personal email, but like an email for people to contact you if they're like a couple that wants to have fun with you, I bet you you'll get some fucking emails from people.
Yes, of course. Of course. And if I did that, I can come back to you and tell you how the story goes. We can keep it going, right?
Yeah, for sure. Give out your email. Give out an email for people to email you if they're interested. Like, you're looking for a couple. You're looking for a woman that's down to humiliate you. You're not looking for just a guy. I feel like people just have to listen to the episode and they know exactly what you're into. So if you're into what Leo, is that what we called you? I always forget the name.
Yeah, Leo. Yeah. That's fine.
If you're into what Leo's into, you could email him at, give your email address. I'm like the new Craigslist here. Tell me your email.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My email is kslive002. So chaoslive002.
No. Wait. You got to tell me that. You got to text it. Tell me that again. Hold on. I'll edit this out. Tell me it for real, and then I'm going to say it.
Yeah, the word chaos. Chaos.
Chaos, chaos, yeah.
Chaos, and leave, L-I-V-E.
R, like Robert?
Oh, sorry. Leave, L as lady.
Okay, yes. L as in lady, yeah.
L-I-V-E. I'm
live,
sorry.
Live. Chaos, live.
Sorry.
Live, yeah. L-I-V-E. Live, yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's right. 002.
What? 002, okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to give that fucking out because nobody will understand you.
Hold on. Yeah, otherwise, you can leave my Gmail under below your...
No, it's hard to do that. I could do that on... because YouTube takes stuff like that out. But so it's chaoslive002 at gmail.com. And chaos, like the word chaos, C-H-A-O-S, live, L-I-V-E, 002 at gmail.com. So if you're into that, this guy's looking for people, you're down...
I'm living in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, okay. And you're living in Los Angeles. I'm still going to change your voice. Okay. You know, thanks so much for calling in. And then, yeah, if you hook up with anyone or anything goes down, you're going to come back on and that'll be like a really interesting story for sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you have to keep me posted and let me know, what kind of emails you get and what kind of stuff goes down. And then, yeah, we'll do a part two and you'll talk about it. Is that cool?
Yeah. So yeah, I'll email how it goes. You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Thanks so much for calling in. This was fascinating.
Yeah, thank you, Cassie. Have a nice day.
Bye, you too. Bye.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly anonymous.